Yes, such a lot of feedback about Sam Neill. Thank you very much. Many of you saying, asking about this and asking about that, and what about Peaky Blinders, and you think Dennis Potter must have been talking about Death in Brunswick. Lots of love for Sam Neill, as I said, and many of you have favourite Sam Neill movies or television series. Death in Brunswick, of course, with the late John Clarke, Sleeping Dogs, Dean Spanley. And somebody texted to say, I watched a bad recording of Jurassic Park over and over again as a kid in the 90s. Dr. Alan Grant, as portrayed by Sam, was my hero. This led me to be interested in dinosaurs and then science. And now, 30 years later, I work at a research institute. I wonder if he'd never done it, whether things would have played out in the same way. Wishing Sam all the best in his recovery, as do we all. Ah, couple of discontents out there this morning. Here's one. It says, Kim, sometimes listening to your bias can be so tricky. How many of your friends could afford to buy your clothes? You asked Kat. This is a leading fashion designer. Think about who her friends are. Because she's Maori, all her friends are poor? What the? No, I think you're leaping to a conclusion. Not many of my friends could afford to buy her clothes. It was nothing to do with race. Astonishing as that may seem to you. And Liz, who's always discontented, really, at the end of the interview with Tom Bateman. So we went Sam Neill, Tom Bateman, and Liz said, thanks for all that, Kim. Had hoped my Saturday morning would have been a little more cheery. Yeah, I think that's in your own hands, Liz, don't you? Mary has a nice observation to make. She says, when I lived in the bush for 20 years, inland from Ōtaki, I often discovered peripatus in different books and crannies, nooks and crannies. They are beautiful creatures. And one of the delightful things was that when they moved on their little legs, often their front half would trot past their back half when they turned around. Who knew that so many of you had been staring at peripatuses? There is more to genetics, writes a listener, than waiting for mutations. In many current higher order mammals, there are heaps of smart processes to rapidly evolve much more complex than epigenetics. Often there is repurposing of previous bits for subtle changes in adaptation, but older species are often using heaps of reservoir genes to adapt. For example, the lily family, or rapidly evolving grasses, but also old ferns have heaps of chromosomes. It's a control issue to adapt. Lots, good Lord, how many of you have been observing peripatus all this time? No. Somebody says, Kim, I'm Sagittarius, and as I listen, I'm eating cake in the bath. You have a gift. Well, who knew? Former Governor General Anand Sachinand also used to work at Westfield Freezing Works. All this is true. You all are a fund of information this morning on the peripatus and on the Westfield Freezing Works and indeed other freezing works. And we're not going to put the emails for Peter Dearden and Ivana Belich on our webpage, but we are going to send them the texts that you have sent us, so that if they wish to follow up any of your informations, they can give you a call.